So now that it's after Pesach, many communities throughout North America, they bring in early Shabbos, colloquial early Shabbos, as every Friday night all year round we bring in early Shabbos. That's the custom of women lighting candles 18 minutes before sunset. And in Yerushalayim, some have a custom 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Different places have a custom of how many minutes. But the bottom line is a mitzvah in our Torah to bring in Shabbos all year round. But it's more noticeable when it's in the summer, when different communities bring it in early, 6:30, 7, etc. So one of the many questions that come up on an early Shabbos is, let's say someone was makabel Shabbos early, and his next door neighbor or someone across the street or down the block has not makabel Shabbos yet, and there's something he forgot to do, something you can't do on Shabbos, so he can't do it anymore. But his next door neighbor hasn't accepted Shabbos yet. Next door Jewish neighbor, the non-Jewish neighbor is not accepting Shabbos. Are you permitted to go and ask your next door neighbor, your friend, to do what for you would be desecrating the Shabbos, but for that person it's still Friday, it's not Shabbos? And similarly, what about on the other end of the scale? We know Kiddush and Avdolah, the bookends. Let's say Shabbos is over, but someone has a custom, they keep Shabbos later. They keep it, they go 72 minutes or Beit Otam. So again, to the other way, because if the person who is still keeping Shabbos, could he ask the person who Shabbos is over, could he ask him to do Malacha for him? So there seems to be a Gemara in Shabbos, I think it's Kuf Nun Aleph. The Gemara talks about a case of Tchum Shabbos, that there are certain, in addition to the 39 biblical restrictions, there's another prohibition as well of Tchum Shabbos. You can't go a certain distance out of the city limits. Details aren't important, they're important, but for this discussion, they're not. You just know you can't go past a certain area. So the question is, the Gemara, the Mishnah talks about someone, each person owns the land, they have a farm, but the farm is added Tchum Shabbos. In other words, I have a farm and my friend has a farm. He lives right next to my farm. I live right next to his farm. So I'm inside his tchum, but I can't get to my field and he can get to his field. So could we reverse? Could I have him doing things that are permitted to do? Am I permitted to ask him to do things for me on Shabbos because I can't get there because I can't walk there anymore? And similarly, could he ask me to do things? So the Gemara, the Mishnah, is clear is yes. It's permitted for that person in both directions, since that they could do. The question is why? Why is it permitted? So there's a fundamental dispute between the Rashba and the Ran on why is it permitted. Why could that other person do the malacha for me? Take care of my fruit, take care of my farm. So the Rashba says because for him it's heter gomer. Like, what's the problem? I'm right down the block. I'm going to walk down my street on Shabbos. So therefore, what's the problem? Since it's 100% permitted for me, I don't care if you can't do it. That's not my issue. It's no problem whatsoever. Because since it's head to gummer for the person who lives next door, it's okay. And the Ran says, no, that's not the reason why. Everyone has to agree to the conclusion, because that's what the Gemara says. The Ran says, no. He says, since you could have made a situation where it was permitted, there are ways of extending your boundaries on Shabbos, setting up huts, doing different things, and Erev Tchumen. There are ways that it could have been permitted. The fact that I didn't do it, I forgot, I was lazy, I didn't think of it. But the Ran says, since in theory I could have made this permissible to me, so the fact I didn't, we still treat it like it's part of it, that it's okay. And therefore the Ran says that one is permitted. So based on this, so that's a Machlokas Ran and Rashba. Everyone agrees in that case. So in terms of the Shulchan Aruch, there's agreement as well into the cases I started off with. That what about if you take early Shabbos and your friend hasn't, or the reverse? Could you ask him to do Malacha for you? So according to the Rashba, of course you can. It's Hetzer Gomer. For me, if I'm allowed to do it, the fact you can't do it is irrelevant. If I could do it, then I'm permitted to do it 100%. And according to the Ran is, I didn't have to take in early Shabbos. I could have waited for Shabbos proper. So even according to the Ran, so that's how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch. One is permitted to ask your Jewish friend who has not accepted Shabbos yet, assuming it's before sunset, that he could do malacha for you. And similarly, the reverse as well, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If someone keeps Shabbos later, and I guess according to the Rashba, you certainly can, because it's Heter Gomer. But according to the Ran, again, he didn't have to take on the Chumrah of extending your Shabbos. When we end Shabbos, you already fulfilled your mitzvah Tosefet Shabbos on the end. The fact you took on an extra minute to do it, so both, of course, so we have agreement on all fronts, in all three cases. Techum Shabbos, we have asking a Jew to do Malacha before Shabbos and after. So what is the practical difference? So perhaps the practical difference is as follows. It came up a lot this year. Well, this year probably didn't come up because in Eretz Yisrael, it went into Shabbos. So usually, in Eretz Yisrael, someone who lives in Israel only has 7 days. So they finish Pesach a day before us. This year, it was Shabbos, so it wouldn't have came up this question. But the question is, it comes up on a Yontif Sheni, if someone from Chutz La'aretz goes to visit Israel, and assuming you're keeping 2 days. So if you're keeping 2 days, if you're keeping 1 day, there won't be an issue. If you're keeping 2 days, the question is, could I ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for me? So therefore, that's what they point out. So according to the Rashba, yeah, Heter Gomer, he's allowed to do it, why can't I do it? What about according to the Ran? So Ramosha discussed, maybe you could argue, maybe some do, that since I could make Aliyah at any moment, so therefore, in the Yontif Sheni Kehilcha, so he's saying as a Chumrah, in a different case, the question of, are you allowed to fly home from, if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, could you take a flight out? It's Pesach is over for you, but you're going to land in Chutz La'aretz, it's still going to be Yontif Sheni. So he discusses there the question, even though when I left Israel it wasn't Yontif, is it possible that it still can be? So he wants to say, yes, it is. He's saying it L'chumra, but if you take him at face value, it worked the other way also. But Ramosha thinks, he doesn't think you could compare it to Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is no big deal. You could have put a little hut there, but to make Aliyah, it takes more than like 3 seconds of thinking, or it should anyway, else you'll be back pretty soon. And therefore, it seems to be a machlokas to Rashba and the Ran. So I think Rav Asher Weiss thinks it's better to be machmir, but as Rav Shachter and also the Yontif Sheni Kehilcha point out, Rabba Mekilim, as the minhag seems to be today, the many people are lenient and a Ben Eretz Yisrael can do malach. It's especially today, since it's not a doubt anymore, we have a calendar. So many are lenient that you could ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Yontif Sheni to do malacha for you. Rabbi Chananya Menachash Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Wazakah, Tuzol Sikha, Yom Dovah Vinsa, Amai. Adonai, Chafetz, Laman Sinto, Yaldiel Torah, Liyadir. Yehubi Yitzkadash, Mei Rabbah, Yamad Yivrach, Hussein,